It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Proust.
Hello, Fairbanks. Welcome to Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Proust. This is a locally produced and broadcasted show here in Fairbanks, Alaska, the interior. On the show, we look at meals we can make, menus to create, beverages we can try, restaurants to visit, and events you can participate in. We look at food and beverages any way available to make it fun, wonderful, enjoyable, and tasty for your listening pleasure. First off, we have great sponsors, and I hope you use these wonderful local companies that make this show possible. They are so appreciated. Now remember, the Q-tips I give out. A Q-tip is a cooking tip, and since we're now officially in our outdoor deck cooking season, that's why we call these Q-tips. Your first Q-tip is that this is a recorded show. You can re-listen to this show or past shows to get recipes, information, etc. Go to KFARradio.com and look under the audio archives and then Fairbanks Foodies. Many wonderful past archives of the show are available. Go look. Go search. Pull up something wonderful and eventful. Tonight, this is Saturday night. It's the second weekend in July. Many people I have known have traveled to the Kenai and Chinna to harvest an abundance of salmon for the season, for the winter, for their tasty palate. Some have been successful, some, well, not so much. So I thought tonight's show would be about cooking Alaska seafood, different fish, crustacean recipes. I'll bring you to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game website so you can check the levels and fish returns of chitna yourself and see when you want to go. Alaska has the best selection of fish one could ever ask for. Salmon, halibut from the sea, rainbow trout, grayling, pike, Dolly Varden, all the river fish we can get. We can get king crab and scallops from Kodiak, shrimp from Petersburg in the southeast. We even get clams from our beaches. And this is just some of the items, not all. So let's take a journey down this gastronomical senses of enjoyment and see what Alaska has to offer. With me is my good friend, frequent guest, and incredible foodie, Nadine Winters. Nadine, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent. It's summer.
Yes.
Better than winter.
Well, you're in the tank top. Your hair's back in a bun. Looks like you just got off the grill. Now, you are a fun foodie because you're natural at it, creative, and I'm always learning something from you. Mm-hmm. So we're going to use you and abuse you on the show, and you just got to like it. Okay.
No problem.
So let's just go to fish. Salmon.
Ooh. Well, so it's summer. So I would say a couple of things about salmon. I think simpler is better.
I totally agree.
And the thing is that if you happen to be lucky or go purchase one and you have a Traeger, salmon on the Traeger is the simplest, most excellent thing you can do. It comes off tasting like candy. So you can actually smoke it low and slow on the Traeger. But if you want, you can just, what I do is get some of those good Copper River Reds, just get a filet, dot it with a little bit of butter.
Copper River Red, the most sought after red salmon in the world.
And my personal favorite. Everyone
May
has their
and June,
favorite.
Mm. June and July for the Copper River Reds. Mm-hmm. Kings are in May and June.
Yes, and I have to say my personal favorite is Copper River Red. But you get a filet, you just dot it with butter, put a little salt and pepper on there, skin side down on the Traeger, and at a pretty low temperature, and I'd say 275, maybe 300, and just cook it so barely done, and it'll just melt in your mouth, and it's just excellent. You can kind of dress it up however you want, but really it does taste like candy. It really does.
If you are into harvesting your own Copper River Red salmon, everyone goes to Chitna.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is how you get the lowdown on what to do down in Chitna. Go to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game website. Now remember, this is a Q-tip. You can come back and listen to this again. You're going to go to the Alaska Department Fish and Game website, and you're going to go under fishing. You're going to go to sport fishing. Under sport fishing, you're going to go to fish counts. Under fish counts, you are going to go to the Copper River Miles Lake sockeye, and that gives you the fish counts.
Nice.
And what they're showing is this year, if you look at it, they've had a return of over, so far, 675,000 fish. They've had low days of only 10,000 fish going past the fish weir, wow, and high days of 30,000 fish going past the fish weir. So it's been a great year. And what you want to do is, after it hits the fish weir, you want to be up there between 7 and 10 days later in Chitna, because that's when it goes through. And also, you're going to see their water levels. Right now, the water level is at 43 and a half meters. You want it around 42 and a half meters. That's your Q-tip on when you go to Chitna. Check the water. Check the State of Alaska Fish and Game website. Be up there 7 to 10 days later after a peak of about 20 to 40,000. And that's how you get your fish.
Wow. Yeah, rather than guessing.
Exactly. Use science.
Use science.
Now also, there's also another fish that comes out of the Copper River Basin, commercially caught, and that's the White King Salmon.
Oh, yeah.
And the White King Salmon, you know, I don't eat fish. I eat crustaceans.
Yeah.
But I've served it. I've competed in it with competition. I've won a state championship cooking White King Salmon. What everyone tells me is the oil is a lighter oil. It's not as rich taste, or per se, not overabundance. But you can order White King Salmon, look at Trident Foods, out any Juno Cordova processor, and they'll send you a White King Salmon.
Very, very good.
As Nadine has said, make it simple. What I also like to do is, when I'm serving guests, you know, I get the filet and I put them on soaked
cedar planks.
For about 2 hours.
Yes.
And then it's very easy. You get some lemon, some butter, some tarragon, put some butter on top, sprinkle some lemon, slice lemon peels on top, sprinkle tarragon, close the lid, 20 minutes later.
Good to go.
Yeah. And the cedar puts a little bit of a hint of the wood beneath it, but what it does is it puts a cooking barrier. So it cooks it slower. You have the moisture beneath the filet and the oven temperature on top of it. So it's a great combination. So it's nice, flaky, and moist.
Moist. Yeah, there's nothing worse than dried out fish. There's not even worth it. You know, another thing you can do with really good salmon is just, you know, if you wanted to cook in the oven, is get some cherry tomatoes, you know, put them in like a 9 by 13 inch pan, cut them in half, put them in there with a little olive oil and salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Put them in the oven at like 300 till they just start to pop, and then put your salmon filet on top, and then just sprinkle it with fresh basil. And just same thing, not too super long, but low. And it's like, oh my God, it's like just melt in your mouth, goodness. And it literally has olive oil, salt, pepper, basil, and fish, and it's like a 10.
Oh. Again, I'm in the presence of excellence. Nadine Winters knows what she's doing. In a very good way, in a non-dangerous, in a very wonderful, you'll get calories.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Then one of my favorites, no place like it in the world, the Alaskan scallop.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I mean, no one has
anything with them.
Yeah. And I got introduced to a good friend of mine, State Farm agent Ed Randolph. He introduced me to scallops. He sent me a 40-pound burlap bag just full of scallops.
Oh, my gosh.
And they came in a cooler, and it was like December. And I had this, and I, you know, so they were outside on the deck, you know, and for about 2 months, I cooked scallops in so many ways, and I just fell in love with scallops. And they're big, and they're
sweet. They're sweet.
They're 12 to the 15 to the pound and under. And you need two or three for your meal set. And there's so many ways to cook them, so many recipes. But what I always found is, get them at room temperature, wipe them off.
Pat them dry.
Pat them dry. And then, depending on what you want to do and how you want to cook it, olive oil is really good. It has a higher temperature. Get the olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, EVOO, as someone on the Food Network says.
Yes. Yeah. It took me a long time to figure out what
you see it, when
about.
You see it smoking, not in the beginning, but when you see it starting to really smoke, then you put it on because you're getting the sear. You want that sear. And after about two and a half minutes, turn it over. And try and put the scallops in a place where it wasn't on the frying pan because that place on the frying pan is not as hot. So what I even do once in a while, I'll take them off for a minute and let the pan get heated back up. Then I'll put them on and sear it. Then if I have a spice rub, I'm only going to put the spice rub on one side. Because when you sear it on that spice rub side, I cook the spice rub side first. The spices go, you know, come off of it.
Oh, and then when you get the other side, you get the flavor of it.
Yeah, yes. Get the spice rub again. Mm-hmm. So it just that way you're just not biting into, you know,
right.
You don't caked on spice.
Yeah. You don't want it to be overwhelming.
So that's another Q-tip.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah,
how do you like to make your scallops? Because there's a million ways to do it, and there's a million one ways that I like it.
Well, I have to say probably one of my favorite ones is my favorite ones is with mushrooms. I have a thing for mushrooms.
So do I.
And basically saute mushrooms and then make a sauce with champagne.
Oh, yeah.
A champagne mushroom sauce. And it's just kind of basic, you know, saute the mushrooms, salt and pepper, and then kind of make, not kind of a cream sauce, but basically a sauce with champagne.
Yeah.
And a little champagne and a little butter, not too rich. And
it's not a cream sauce.
No, it's not a cream sauce. It's just, but it's a 10. Just
Another 10.
And then the other thing is that
you can't wait to see your 11.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing, too, is that if you just need a little bit of champagne, you already opened the bottle, and so you and your guests have to drink it as before dinner anyway.
That's such a horrible rule, but I will abide by that rule. I will abide by that rule. Oh my goodness!
Now, of course,
Kodiak scallops. I've gotten them fresh off the boats in July, and the winter.
Yes.
So, you know, it just. Trident Seafood's down there. Peter Pan.
Yes.
Call the processor.
And they freeze really well, too.
Yeah.
They really do. They don't suffer
from... It's flash frozen, yeah.
Yeah, they're flash frozen. So even frozen, it's, you know, all year long you can enjoy them. And it really depends on what flavors you like. I remember one time I had this... Remember when fruit vinegars were really popular for a while?
And so,
Silver Palate. Silver Palate started that. Kind of raspberry vinegar and blueberry vinegar. Someone gave me some blueberry vinegar. I'm definitely a condiment addict. And so I kind of made like the same thing, almost like a sauce, but instead of like the acid in it wasn't like champagne, but I put a little blueberry vinegar in there.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my goodness, you'd think that sounds, but blueberries really aren't that sweet, especially in vinegar. So you get blueberry flavor and oddly works really, really well with seafood.
And then you have the king crab.
Oh, that's just butter.
I know. Now Fairbanks, here's your Q-tip. Their season, they start the processing in November, right around Thanksgiving. And whenever someone outside does me a favor, like, you know, I've spent a few days at a friend's place in Napa or something like that, I always say the Saturday after Thanksgiving, have a party. The Friday after Thanksgiving or the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, you're going to get this 20-pound box or 10-pound box of king crab. If it's 10 pounds, invite 4 people. If it's 20 pounds, invite 8 people. And they will deliver it to. They'll deliver it wherever you want on the day you want. That's how good it is.
That is a treat.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean,
Fairbanks, if you really want to treat yourself, be thinking right after Thanksgiving, king salmon season, they're fresh, they're in, out of Kodiak.
Mm-hmm.
Kodiak is an island to itself. It's the biggest island in the United States.
It's beautiful.
And there's a reason why it has such a bounty.
Oh, and it's just stunningly beautiful, too.
Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. You're listening to Fairbanks Foodies. Nadine and I are here in the studio talking about all the good types of seafood Alaska has to offer. And we're going to be back after these messages.
Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
At Bobby's Downtown, we are more than a Greek restaurant that offers fine dining. It's our way of life. And we invite you to come in for lunch, dinner, and late night. We are proud to call Fairbanks home, and we love using locally sourced ingredients in our traditional Greek and American dishes. So come in from the cold and warm up at the bar with a heated handrail and enjoy a glass of wine from the always expanding wine selection. We hope to see you soon at the always non-smoking Bobby's Downtown on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I hope you're enjoying our show. I hope you're enjoying this Saturday evening. Lots of stuff going on. In another weekend or two, we've got Golden Days coming up.
Yeah.
We've been through Memorial Day.
Yes.
Made it through...
4th of July.
Solstice.
Oh, solstice first. Yes.
Then 4th of July.
Right.
Now we got a few weeks of respite that we don't get any respite on because we're Fairbanksons.
Right.
We do everything that takes 12 months. We do it in five.
Exactly.
And then in a couple weekends, we have Golden Days. And there's always something to do on Golden Days. And I hope everyone gets out there and do it. But also, shrimp, another crustacean that I love.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a couple places that are known for shrimp. But locally here, you can go to Valdez. And they got wonderful shrimp there. Petersburg is recognized as some, for whatever reason, Petersburg is known for Petersburg shrimp, best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you better get your Petersburg shrimp in March or April, because by then they're gone. If you're going to go get shrimp, though, you can go down to Valdez.
Yep.
Go out with a buddy, get a shrimp pot. Figure out how to do it, where to do it, what to do, and get some local shrimp and process them yourself. Have you ever done that, Nadine?
I have never. Crabbing, yes, but not shrimp.
I haven't. Okay.
Yeah, I have not. But
I like them more processed than not.
Well, and the other thing, too, is if you're unsuccessful fishing in Valdez, always remember you can just go to, like, one of the seafood processors, and they have really great deals on frozen everything.
Well, you know how... Olive oil is good for the scallop. Butter was made for shrimp.
Yes.
Butter. And
I could not agree more.
There's a shrimp dish that I came across. Let me give everyone the recipe, and I've made it many times. I don't know if I'd classify it as a barbecue shrimp because what you do. And what we're going to do is I'm going to give you the recipe, and we're going to cook shrimp in a butter hot sauce.
Ooh, that would be good.
And then after that, we can dip bread in that sauce and eat shrimp.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, and...
A little white wine.
It can go either Creole or Cajun, but that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So...
Sauvignon Blanc.
go get a pound or two of shrimp, 16th of the count or under. If you're using 16, like a pound, you're going to need 2 teaspoons... of either Creole or Cajun seasoning. We're not trying to over season these right now. We're going to use canola oil. A quarter cup of canola oil, very neutral. Mm-hmm. We're going to get 4 garlic cloves and finely chop them. Then we're going to have a couple teaspoons of finely chopped rosemary leaves. So we're going to put a little bit of garden pop in there. 6 teaspoons of hot sauce. There's so many Frank's Red Hot, Tabasco. I like Frank's. I'm pretty basic boy, Frank's Red Hot. Then you're going to need 6 teaspoons of Worcestershire sauce. We're going to be mixing this all together eventually. You're going to be needing 5 teaspoons of fresh lemon juice.
Lighten it up a bit.
Or make these tablespoons. It's all good. I go tablespoons. Yeah. Go big or go home. Then what you're going to need is you're going to need one of your cubes of butter, full cube of cold butter. And then go get a loaf of crusty French bread. Mm. Then what we're going to do is in the skillet over medium heat, we are going to heat the canola oil. We're going to take our shrimp, season them about an hour out. We're going to take them and put them in the canola oil. And we're going to toss them. We're going to get them about just halfway done. Then we're going to pull them. Then we're going to add garlic to the skillet. We're going to cook the garlic till about a minute, till it's golden brown. Then we're going to add the rosemary, throw the rosemary in there. 15 seconds, and you're going to be getting that very fragrant. Then we're going to throw the shrimp back in, cook them. Then we're going to transfer them. After about 30 seconds to a minute, you're going to pull them out again. Transfer them to a nice platter. Set them aside. Then we're going to add a beer. We're going to add a good Alaskan amber beer. You're going to add 6 ounces of it and enjoy the other 6 ounces.
It's a theme.
Then we're going to add the lemon juice, and we're going to stir well. We're going to stir well until this starts to thicken. We're going to start reducing. That's going to take 7 to 10 minutes. Then we're going to remove that from the skillet, and we're going to whisk in the butter. Just, pieces at a time, about 10 times. And when the butter's melted, then you throw the shrimp back in. And you're going to coat it for about 2 minutes. Then you're going to serve the shrimp, and you're going to take and you're going to rip up pieces of bread. And you're going to dip it in the buttered beer, Frank's hot sauce.
Yes.
And you're going to enjoy.
That's like the ultimate comfort food
right there. Yeah. Yes. This is made for a day after Thanksgiving night.
Oh, yes.
When it's cold out and just before the crab arrives for the Saturday night.
Exactly.
This is how we do that. That's how we do it.
Eat for 4 days.
I know. We haven't got even the leftover Thanksgiving stuff yet. What the heck?
Yeah.
You got any thoughts on shrimp besides it's all good?
It's all good. Same thing. It's like you can pretty much do any flavor kind of profile that you want. One of my favorite things to do, though, is make shrimp burgers. Which is actually very simple. And what they are is mostly shrimp, and there's a little bit of fresh breadcrumbs in there, but not much. There's a little lemon rind in there, little green onion, some salt and pepper, but it's mostly 98% shrimp, not a lot of breading, which is what I like. Mm-hmm. And they taste so delicate. I will say this is that I've never made them for company and not have anyone not ask for the recipe. And you can just Google Southern shrimp burgers. That's what they are. They have a teeny little bit of cayenne in there, but you can't identify it as such. And so talk about showcasing the shrimp. And then, of course, in the summer, it's great. And the interesting thing is even though they're sort of delicate, they do very, very well on the grill, because essentially it's the same thing. You just want to cook them through but not overcook them, and you don't want to get them too crusty.
Yeah.
But stunningly good and really helpful for, outdoor. Like if you have a bunch of people over, you're going to do the outdoor thing. It's perfect for that.
Last thing we're going to do is we're going to have a clam bake. on your barbecue grill or your Weber.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've not done that.
Oh, this is one of my favorites. I like doing this. And we know when you're thinking of August.
Mm, yeah.
Starting to get a little bit cool at night.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. And this is what you're going to need, Fairbanks. We're going to have foil packets. Foil packets filled with this. And what we do is we take our seasonings. We have garlic powder, 2 tablespoons of garlic powder, 1 tablespoon of salt, kosher salt that you mm-hmm. grind. Then a teaspoon each of cayenne pepper, dried thyme leaves, dried oregano. And I always like to throw in oregano. Just, mm-hmm. just
actually,
something
they're
good.
Oregano is good with clams.
Now, this is what mm-hmm. you're going to fill your foil packet with. Each foil packet, and it's going to be a big one, big foil packet, 6 red potatoes, and you're going to quarter them. 1 onion, quartered by itself.
The classic clam bake.
Yep, then 8 small Roma tomatoes.
Oh, no corn?
4 sweet ears of corn, shucked.
Okay.
Now, here's your Q-tip.
Uh-huh.
You're going to cut them in sizes that make them cook faster, because this is the big one.
Yeah.
Take 3 fingers.
Okay.
3 fingers. That's mm-hmm. the size. That's your Q-tip. 3 fingers. Don't cut off a finger.
No.
We don't want to have to, be sued here. Then you're going to get 12 jumbo shrimp, divined, cleaned, shucked.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to get 2 sausage links.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
Mm. And you're going to cut those into quarters. Then you're going to get 16 little neck clams, 16 steamers, whatever you want. A bottle of beer, lager, Pilsner. There's so many good breweries in this town. Go get them.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1/4 cup of chopped parsley. So what you're going to do is you're going to prep your ingredients with your powder, your garlic powder. You're going to put that all in. You're going to put in your red potatoes. You're going to put in your onion. You're going to put in your 2 tomatoes. And this is in each one. In each foil packet, you're going to put in 6 potato wedges. So what we're doing mm-hmm. is we are making up 4 packages.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, 1 onion wedge in each one. You're going to start with 6 potato wedges, 1 wedge of the onion, 2 tomatoes, 4 chunks of corn, 3 shrimp, 2 pieces of sausage. Then you're going to be assembling it together with 4 clams, 1/2 cup of beer, seal it all together, do that with that, and you're going to be putting this on the grill for 15 to 20 minutes. When the clams open up,
it's ready.
It's ready to go.
Oh, and it's interesting that you have different densities or textures there, that they all come together at the same time. That would make me really nervous, actually. It comes out well, huh?
Go big. Go bold.
Go big. Okay.
Yeah. What people are going to say? Oh, the corn's not done? Have more beer. We'll grill it by itself.
That's not a big problem.
This is food in Fairbanks.
mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, that sounds lovely, actually.
Fairbanks, this has been a very fast show. Thank you very much for listening to us. Nadine, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Again, what you say is a 10. I can't wait to see your 11s. simple as that. Fairbanks, you have a great evening, and I will see you next Saturday. And enjoy your weekend and enjoy cooking.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.